In the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." So right away, two things come to mind. Number one, did you notice that the doors were locked? Yet Jesus walked right through them. Kind of brings to mind a question. What doors have you locked in your life these days? Understand, whatever those doors might be, Jesus can and will walk right through them. Because, my friend, there are no secrets in heaven. Number two, what does he say? Peace be with you. If we could just get that. We live in such an anxiety-filled world. Certainly there was no peace in that room this day when he first appears. But what he says next, this is big. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I got to say, if you could isolate just one moment that really represents the pinnacle of Christianity, this would be the moment. He breathed on them. Remember, they're afraid. They're confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. Sounds a whole lot like many of us. And he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And it's a spirit that had been around for a very long time. It's the same spirit that moved across the deep in Genesis. It's the same spirit that came to rest upon the prophets who spoke God's will to the people. It's the same spirit that the angel Gabriel was talking about when he said, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you," talking to Mary, "and you will bear a son and you are the name of Jesus." It's the same spirit that John the Baptist was talking about when he said, "I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the fire of the Holy Spirit," my friend. It's the same spirit that came down in the form of a dove on the River Jordan as Jesus came out of the waters after being baptized. Same spirit that drove Jesus into the desert to be tempted by Satan. Same spirit that rushed upon our disciples today. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."